Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System, is a transformative hit show that will explore the interconnection between ourselves, our community, and our world. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers to explore innovations and what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Now here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and you are listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour as we explore interconnections, our world, life, humanity, and our breath. Each Tuesday on the Dr. Julie Show, we have some of the world's leading visionaries and experts helping you to explore your connection to self, spirit, nature, community, and all things working in the world. And speaking of what's working, how about 11 minutes on November 11th, a day of unity, oneness, and love as humanity comes together, breathing as one human family. Yes, I said breathing. Envisioning a world as we wish to create it. So before we get to that, I'm going to introduce my speakers. And instead of me asking you to take a breath, I'm going to ask them to. My guests today are pioneers who vision 1 billion people breathing together in perfect unison, creating one universal breath and flowing in and out with that breath together as we align. They are using the breath to connect humanity, and I am so happy to introduce Jamie Colasso and Rabia Hayek with Do As One. Welcome, Jamie and Rabia.
Thank you so much, Julie. We appreciate this very moment, getting to come on here and really have a celebration with you. So,
thank you, Julie. Thank you, Dr. Julie, for having us on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm really happy to have you guys here. Hey, before we talk about one day and all of these amazing things, I usually ask our listeners to just take a deep breath and connect with their heart. And you guys are really good at this. Do you want to start us off with a unified breath?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the space to do so. So from wherever you are right now, from wherever you sit, noticing that it is the center of the universe, knowing that as we're about to breathe together, we're going to meet at the center. It's been spoken by so many people, so many different times in our human history. So from this high place of life force, check in right now with the posture, that your posture is excellent. And with your shoulders down, muscles relaxed, mouth closed, tongue touching the roof of the mouth, exhale the air now from your lungs and exhale. And inhale through the nose, deep and slow. Exhaling out the nose nice and long. And inhale through the nose. Blowing the air out the mouth. And inhale through the nose. Exhaling out the mouth on an H. Just feeling what three breaths can do to unite us in the life force.
Thank you. You know, I have a group of friends that we connect with heart, and breath is an important part of that. And I love how every time I communicate with you guys, we start with that, and you give such a beautiful, simple structure to that. So thank you for that alignment. Hey, speaking of alignment, I think we have a shared vision together, and I just want to start the show talking about a shared vision that we're all part of one living, breathing organism, one creation. And I know you guys have a strong belief in the breath as that integral part of that connectivity of all things connected. Can you guys just open us up by sharing with our listeners a little bit about what all things connected means to you?
Such a beautiful question to open up on, because it takes our consciousness, and it, as we're sitting here listening and speaking, we're having agreements in consciousness, something we can all understand, that as I say something and you say something, and something in each of us confirms it or comes in connection with it, has a likeness to it, we begin to understand our oneness just like the species of two of the same animal that live on two lands very far away both create the same sound. You know, a cow over there moos, it doesn't moo with an Indian accent, and a cow moos over here. And at the same time, there's that oneness that is so obvious that when we see it in a baby looking at us, without there being anything more than all of a sudden a chuckle or a smile, we realize the international or the global or universal languages of oneness. And so it is that we arrive at this beautiful conversation about how the breath can bring us into oneness, in that anyone around the planet, definitely not needing to speak their language, their spoken language, one can breathe together. And that we were even made very simply to be able to even hear each other's breaths audibly, it really says a lot. It says so much that we've kind of forgotten how magical it is, because it was given to us in a very basic way in third grade somewhere in science class, when they said that we exchange air with the plant kingdom. You know, they breathe out what we breathe in, we breathe out what they breathe in. And I want to bring that back into the realm of magical to everyone listening right now, that for us to just know that from a scientific place and from a molecular place, yeah, that's interesting, but from a place of spirit, that if we look at the ancestry and how they shared that in our own languages that were beset, they were given to us, these languages that we speak in all these countries we live in. And these languages, many of them contain the word spirit and breath as the same word. And so as we discover this great heightened way of living as one on this planet, the conversation of breath being spirit and us being able to realize it as a universal language, that brings us to the conversation of oneness and breath, and a real primal connection, one that existed here when the first living beings existed here. That is when the breath first began pulsating this oneness. So there's many ways to say it, but that was one.
Yeah. Oh, that was a beautiful way. It just really shares that interconnected, just that whole interdependent, interconnected place with the plants, the animals, and the earth. I love that. Thank you. So, you know, talking about the breath, you guys describe it in some really amazing ways, not just that in spirit piece, but as a unifying power, as awakening our empathy, and as a mass demonstration of unconditional love that it can prompt that. We have just a few minutes before break. Do you want to talk about this power that you guys are talking about, breath, from a cultural place?
From the place of us returning as a species to us breathing together, and to understanding that even as we begin a meeting together, as you'd remarked, the appreciation of just beginning with a few breaths together, we begin to experience our very life here on Earth in a different way. And that is what creates the impetus, the potential energy for mass movements of unconditional love. Because, you see, sometimes it's emergency when a room of people all of a sudden is in a situation and it doesn't matter what's in whose bank account at all or who drives what car. that all of a sudden they're in a situation together, whether it be all of a sudden a pregnant woman needs assistance or someone is having a heart attack, the human family has this underlying connection that is very understood. And for us to breathe together, it's almost like we're reaching into that understanding that happens for perhaps in the situation I just described, or perhaps in mass moments of oneness when we're at events and everybody is feeling beautifully connected already. That as well shows us that piece of our humanity that is so existent, it's so real that, gosh, it shows up in the most beautiful of places, whether it be sharing a holiday in another country and feeling so accepted, or maybe needing assistance somewhere on the street in a foreign land. All of a sudden, the ways that we can breathe together bring it out of us those pieces of humanity that are obviously oneness, that are obviously connected, but we don't bring them to their fullness. So when we breathe together, when we bring this conversation about our oneness out, we all of a sudden bring about a question that we don't often speak about in terms of the health of humanity, and that is the health of our awareness and the power of our attention. The health of our awareness and the power of our attention. Jamie, do you want to share a little bit?
Yeah, I just
you know what?
To...
That's a really good place for us to break and talk Beautiful. About that and invite Jamie back in, because we know about the individual piece of health and our awareness to breath can stop a panic attack. I teach that all the time. It can do so many amazing things to us personally. But bringing it in from that cultural health, I love that. So let's pick it up there right after the break, and we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, more about the breath.
There's not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective. Learn to heal yourself and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
We are back on the Dr. Julie Show, and this is Dr. Julie Kroll. My guests today are Jamie Colosso and Rabia Hayek from Do As One, and we've been talking about the breath. And before we continue, I want to talk about the health and the awareness. We've went from global to cultural, and I really want to let the listeners really learn some more about their own personal relationship with their breath. But before we continue, Jamie and Rabia, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to contact you and you can give us the links to your website. Do you want to, one of you want to do that right now?
Sure, absolutely. Thank you for that, Dr. Julie. This is Jamie Colosso speaking. One of the ways, and the easiest way, I guess you can contact us is through our website, and that is doasone.org. Do as one, spelled doasone.org. And you can write to us also at breathe, breathe, at doasone.com or .org as well. Those are the two ways that you can reach out and get in touch with us. If you have any questions about what we're doing, those are the best ways to do so.
And educational tools are available where, Jamie?
Educational tools are available at www.omnibreath.com. Omnibreath.com.
Beautiful.
Great. We'll remind them later in the show again. And then I do have this information on our All Things Connected Facebook page where we hope to continue the conversation. So thank you so much for that. So we were talking about this cultural role of health and awareness and bringing us into this alignment. And I'd love to pick up there with a conversation about health. I mean, this is not just cultural health, global health, but it's really personal health. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. This is something we happened to share it was the big conversation at the TEDx where we got to share TEDx San Francisco. The conversation was 7 billion well. And our come from on how to reach health in terms of 7 billion people immediately was to heighten the health of our breath, and therefore also the health of our awareness and the way that the conscious breath can do that. I want to speak about health in those two particular pillars, if you will, in that there is the health in places where there are no clinics right now and there isn't medicine being dropped off anytime soon. There is air and vital life force, and these vital airs have a particular way of bringing health to the body. I'm not saying it's going to heal someone that's out there with malaria, but I want to say that when it comes to mental health, when it comes to the overall health of the body, what it is that the breath can bring to us, particularly even if I bring something that most people don't know, and yet any MD student would not argue with me, is its ability to be an antioxidant in the body. It is the number one remover of an expeller of waste in the body, and yet if you're not breathing deeply, if you're not breathing even to the point where you should be because stress or depression or all of these number of things that are weighing in on us has stopped that from happening, then the actual physical health is being impacted by us raising the awareness of optimal breathing. So that's been one anchor. And then the other pillar, the health of our awareness. there is no big doctor of the health of awareness on this planet. And so we are literally taking a stand for that and asking other medical professionals, other leaders, spiritual leaders and otherwise, to stand with us about what it is that when a person wakes up in this world in 2013, walks out in this world, they're bombarded. Their awareness is bombarded by so many different things, from electromagnetic frequencies, from phones, from antennas and towers and everything else, to advertisements, and I could go on. But let's look at it from the positive aspect. The creation of a society that knows that putting our awareness on oneness, for instance, a few times in the day, for instance, celebrating our health, our completeness, our wholeness, or unifying in a few times in the day, it's been found in many parts of our culture. Even in the religions out there, like Islam, unites five times in the day, for example. This is a place where we can point to the health of our awareness has been practiced on Earth, but for us to hone in on it right now and for us to raise it up in so many ways, one of them being this entry point of breathing together synchronously in order for us to then be able to intend synchronously. So as we unite in this most intimate way, we literally go into this place in us that does not need introductions. It already knows itself from within our seeming separateness. And we then utilize that with positive reinforcing awareness instead of what we're sometimes getting on the news, for example, or even in so many of the films today. Our awareness being on a film for 3 hours of destruction must be counteracted, or let's just say if that film wasn't there and we were coming from a place of zero, where would we want to head? To take our awareness into peace and oneness, or do we want our awareness elsewhere? That is the question we're asking humanity.
You know what I love about this? Really naming health of awareness. We're trying to do this. This is about our consciousness, and we're teaching mindfulness, we're doing this, but really we've looked at our mind separately, our body separately, and really when you guys start talking about health of awareness, it just brings me into this unified place of that holistic, that not, it's more than mind body. We know what breath does for the antioxidants and the expelling of waste. We know what it does for the mind and relaxation response and all of that. But when you guys start bringing this into awareness, this becomes so expansive. I love this.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Celebrate.
It's incredible. And so everyone can share this place that we're talking about right now. Our breath is universal and our awareness is universal. And so I love even how you used it as Islam, stopping to focus and to be in that unified intention five times a day. So how are you guys teaching this? What can you tell our listeners? Where do they begin?
So beautiful.
Well, I can go ahead and start. This is Jamie again. And one of the things that one of our mentors, Reverend Michael Beckwith, constantly shares with us is that we do live in a high-tech, low-touch society. And so one of the things that, as even Rabia mentioned here, is to counterbalance or to transmute this energy of this seeming separateness or this seeming out-of-touch place that many of us may have already been in, or some of us might be in even now, is to be able to create a meeting place in which we can then take on this level of practice, which we call conscious breathing or optimal breathing and synchronous breathing techniques and exercises and experiences. And so I gave you the information, but doas1.org is that meeting point where we then offered it up to the world, where on 7/7 of 2007, you can say that the internet started to breathe and the universal breathing room was born. As a meeting place, if you will, for us to all come together and meet at our center, meet at a place where when you log in, you'll see the orb that's pulsating at 5 breaths per minute, which, as we spoke about, and we can go into greater detail about the science behind that and what 5 breaths per minute particularly does for the body temple. But furthermore, it's that meeting place where you can see others breathing together from around the world. And in that moment, something else was born. And it's that energy, it's that vibration, it's that feeling tone without needing to be in the same room, if you will, but that feeling of connection, that feeling of oneness, that feeling tone where I may be able to breathe together with my grandmother who's in Brazil, or my grandfather or uncle who's in Israel or in Africa, or someone who might be making their transition and is in hospice, and they're breathing together with their brother or sister that's on the other side of the planet. You see, something else was born, Julie, when we were able to say yes to this particular spiritual technology, I guess you can call it right now, in the Universal Breathing Room. And it's that which is this feeling and this expression and this experience of us being able to connect with what I think the internet particularly is here for us to do. It's for us to connect. And we do live in a social media world right now where over 1 billion people are on Facebook and people are using all kinds of social outlets to be able to connect. But I'll go back to being able to connect in the most simple and most honest and most dynamic and powerful force that we all have, and that is our breath.
Mm. Thank you for that, Jamie. You know, you're so right that universal breathing room does bring us into that place of easily aligning. I mean, we're aligning with whomever. I love to go there. I have the app on my phone, and I just want to say I also love the seven chakra breathing app that you have. It's just a part of the breathing room, but it goes through the different colors, and it's so simple. We just do it for just a brief moment and go through it. So after the break, I want to talk more about the science and the 5 breaths per minute, like why 5 breaths per minute. So we are going to take a break. This is Dr. Julie Kroll. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. When we come back, we're going to learn more about the science and why 5 breaths per minute. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302.
Get your shift together with Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden Saturday, November 16th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seattle Center for Spiritual Living for this collaboration between two of the most inspiring teachers, highlighting their unique paths as they explore the latest scientific studies and how this information can empower you during this critical period of our history. Making a difference in the world starts with you. To register, go to joedispenza.com/events. That's Joe.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit BiteBackForACure.org.
We are back on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. I'm Dr. Julie Kroll, and I have Jamie and Rabia here from Do As One. We've been talking about the breath and unifying our world, our planet, our culture, by using the breath, which is such a simple thing, and it's such an easy thing to align our intentions together. I really love that. So right before the break, we were talking about the science behind the breath. And, you know, guys, I love the research that's coming out. I love heart math that's talking about unifying the heart and the head through breathing. And there's so much coming out. I would love for you to just address that, if you could, of what is the science behind the breathing right now, and how did you get to 5 breaths per minute as optimal?
Beautiful. Thank you for that question, because it brings clarity to why we're doing or how we're doing what we're doing in that universal breathing room. What we've discovered is really beautiful because of what happened and the order that it happened in. And what I mean is that we had set, after I had the vision of uniting a billion people and seeing in a meditation one night, flashing from one place to another place of people breathing together in vision, it was like, okay, we can use the internet to unite people in breathing together, but what rhythm do we want to set it at? And so we literally checked in with everything from intuition to a few teachers of ours, arriving at 5 breaths per minute, but still with no research in hand. And what had flowered over the years is that a group, particularly whom we had the esteemed joy to get to teach with at Omega Institute just weeks ago, Dr. Richard Brown. He's associate professor of clinical psychiatry at Columbia University, and his beloved Dr. Patricia Gerbarg. Both of them had been on research teams that had studied 5 breaths per minute. And not only had they studied 5 breaths per minute, this is the intriguing quality, is that not them and also another research group separately, that's what also adds to this, separately in Italy, one in Italy, one group in the United States, studied all different breathing rhythms. And what they did was they measured people's everything from skin responses, tissue responses, heart health, brain waves, and the like. And what they discovered is that at 5 breaths per minute, everything was working in such an optimal way that they could not efface their minds from it. Everything was aligning in such a way that it was putting the heart into coherence, where it's establishing an electric resonance of absolute health. And what, you know, the research, there's more research to be done now to discover what this baseline research has given us. But to find that years after we had said it, 5 breaths per minute, was just such a beautiful thing. And to actually teach with them at the Omega Institute and say, oh, hey, look, you know, this was something brought in through intuition and then certified, if you will, and confirmed by research. And now we're able to feel the effects to the extent, because I know some people out there are probably wondering, well, how much of it, you know, how much is the research, how much should I do? And what Dr. Brown shared was that 10 to 20 minutes a day, taking two 10-minute sessions, for instance, in the day, or particularly if you have some, you know, disturbances in the body that you're wanting to work with energetically and otherwise, to take even up to 40 minutes a day, two 20-minute sessions or one 40-minute session where a person is sitting. And it takes time before you actually become really comfortable with it.
But like anything else, to try it on, and you begin to find how your biorhythms accept it and feel when you actually put this in place. It's very, very natural. I want to just give the one little instruction in that when you do go to breathe 5 breaths per minute and you haven't done that for so many years, you're going to give yourself a little time to also not just breathe in too deep, too quick, to actually slow down and pace the breath as you listen to the sound of the pacing if you use the universal breathing room. So that's some knowledge from the research backbone for you. Thank you, Dr. Julie.
You're welcome. Thank you. That's a beautiful prescription for our listeners. And I'm looking forward to the rest of the research coming out. It's just fascinating. The one key that you said that I think is really important that we talk about is that resonance and what's happening in the body. But I do want to take it out again globally because we have an important event coming in. So this resonance within the body, mind, and really creating this resonance space, we're talking about 1 billion people breathing together and what resonance that creates in a culture. And as we are looking at all this change on the planet and people are scared and things are breaking down, there's so much going on, but this is something that's working. This is something good. So let's shift gears and talk about one day. You guys have organized this and it's coming up November 11th. Would you talk about one day for me?
Absolutely. And so last year on 11/11, we held our inaugural global holiday for oneness, and that happened on one day. It also is a day that many people around the world and around the planet celebrate Veterans Day and Remembrance Day. And so it was a day that was came also through envision as to celebrate our oneness, not only by the 1111, but rather just another feeling tone of being able to celebrate all those who have perhaps gone into a conflict and had transitioned over, and to be able to celebrate in oneness, celebrate them in love, rather than in a conflict or a war. And so from that space, one day was born, and I'm in such a celebratory space to say that on that day last year, on 11/11 of 2012, over 65 countries joined around the world, and 23,500 people were breathing together in the Universal Breathing Room at that time throughout the course of that day. And so this year, we continue that celebration. We continue that invitation, if you will, and that experience of being able to simply come together to celebrate this unity element, the connection element of who and what we are, and to do it through the breath, through synchronously breathing together in the Universal Breathing Room. And what we did too is we wanted to be wide open to everyone's experience and what they do to celebrate oneness. And so we're inviting people to, at two particular times, at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. GMT, that's Universal Time or Greenwich Mean Time, we're inviting people from around the world to take an hour and to do whatever it is that they do to celebrate oneness. That might be dancing, that might be playing basketball, that might be singing with a choir, it might be building sandcastles with your kids. Whatever the case may be, you do that for the hour and you feel into that quality, that unifying field. And then after the hour, we're inviting people to do two saturation point moments where we're inviting the world to breathe together in the Universal Breathing Room. And so one day, if you will, is just another opportunity. We figured Hallmark loves to create new holidays. Why can't we? So one of the ways in which we love to put this out there is at the top of the hour, for every hour throughout the course of the day, join us in the Universal Breathing Room and breathe together with us synchronously.
I love that. And 1111, 1111 is always one day, and it's so easy to remember. I love that. And going into the breathing room, and you suggest for 11 minutes, is something anyone can do if they have a computer and the internet. Anyone can get there. How else can they get there, though? There are phone apps that we have. You have some phone apps. They need to go to the omnibreath.com and look at simple apps that they can download so they can do this anywhere. Is that right?
We have our app is called Breathe Together, so that's pretty easy to remember. You can look it up on the iPhone platform and also the Android platform. The newest release of the Breathe Together, the HD version, is very awesome. It has some additions we worked really hard to make happen where it notifies you of all of the synchronized times we're having intentions where people are breathing together, and you can set it up so that it will notify you a minute ahead, and you can go in and celebrate the intention synchronously with people around the planet. So literally bringing us together in the center of the World Village. But I wanted to say that 1 hour before, as you celebrate whatever it is that you do, know that we are completely creating a canvas where every religion is finally able to celebrate at the same time without a need for separation. And at the end of the hour, we do something that all of us have, and nobody can say they don't, which is the breath. But as we breathe together, to then raise our awareness at the same time and imagine the world we wish to create, that is where we really hone in on this power. To leave it at breathing together would mean that we're celebrating the power but not fully using it. But as we breathe together and in those 11 minutes, and some people go an hour, 2 hours. Last year there were people on all day. But as people breathe together, they are to allow their awareness to create what world we wish to see and wish to create and live in. That is when we're really empowering this, and that is something nobody can take away from us, because breathing together synchronously and intending synchronously, it's a gift. So may we all treat it that way. Yeah.
I love that. There's that health of awareness again that you're inviting our listeners to join together with the rest of your well, all participants everywhere. I love that. So you're so right. You know what? Let's quickly remind the guests that they can find you as doasone.org and omnibreath, omnibreath.com. We are going to take a quick break like we usually do. And when we return, we're going to have a special treat where Jamie and Rabia are going to lead us in our meditation today. So as we take that breath, I just want to remind you, you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. Stay with us. And we're going to have a special meditation when we return.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Having
trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the Divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
We are back, and you are listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and we've been talking with Jamie Colasso and Rabia Hayek, and they are from Do As One. We've been talking about the breath, and what a powerful conversation this has been. I want to invite you all to continue that conversation on our Facebook page, All Things Connected, and feel free to ask questions, stay connected, and follow up with anything that you're hearing today. If there's anything that you would like to ask Jamie or Rabia, they'll stop by. And before we do our meditation, Jamie and Rabia, you have a special gift for our listeners. Do you want to share that?
Absolutely. And thank you so much, Julie, for this. We want to give all of the listeners a free transformational ebook. It's entitled Simultaneum, and it is the powerful ebook that's now been downloaded and been given forth to tens of thousands of people around the world. And we wanted to go ahead and give it to your listeners. And the easiest way to do that is to go to, get ready for this, it's omnibreath.com/lifeforcemastery. omnibreath.com/lifeforcemastery. You can download the ebook Simultaneum there. And it's a special one. So enjoy, and I'll pass the baton over to Rabia.
Excellent. Thanks. I will also post that on the Facebook page, All Things Connected. So thanks. Rabia, take us away.
Wonderful. Okay. So the first upon right now, just hearing these words from wherever it is that you sit or stand on the planet, knowing that the air that you breathe contains the same argon, the same element, unchanged, that Einstein breathed and that Buddha breathed and Jesus breathed and Mother Teresa breathed and anyone you can imagine. And so from this high place, this high way, we can now look at it as the life force, that as we adjoin and in a moment now begin to breathe synchronously, that we have an understanding in our body temple that it is being led from a place, a beautiful, powerful place, a very intended place of high connection to the life force, the one life force that's always been here in creation. So from this place right now, check in with your posture, and with the shoulders down, yet your spine erect, muscles relaxed, with the tongue touching the roof of the mouth, and the mouth is closed now. Exhale out the nose. Here we go, and exhale. And inhale through the nose, deep into the lower lungs. Exhale out the nose, nice and long. In through the nose. And blow the air out the mouth. Inhaling through the nose. Exhale the H sound out the mouth. Inhaling through the nose again, and out the nose, speeding the pace now. Breathe it in, and out. 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 Nose whistles and everything. Breathe it in, and out. Breathe it in, and out. Two more. In, and out. All through the nose in, all through the nose out. Now, take a breath or two to yourself, okay? This is a reacclimating breath. We just heighten the life force so as to now connect it and then use affirmation through it. And so we'll now connect again, breathe it in, blow it out, breathe it in, and sigh it out real big. Breathing in together. Sigh it out once again. Arriving in this moment, breathing a few breaths to yourself. Feel everything in your being. Feel that bringing the consciousness to the breath raises awareness in the body. And so now this awareness here, as you close your eyes, you would fall right into meditation. But we will continue the motion of the breath together with this awareness. Breathe it in. Blow it out. 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 Now listen up. Breathe it in nice and deep. And exhale on an H, nice and long. Breathe in. And blow it out nice and long. Stilling the body, breathe it in. And blowing out nice and long. Take the right hand, fold in the middle three fingers, leaving out the thumb and the pinky. Blocking the right nostril with your thumb. Inhale through the left nostril. Block the left nostril with your pinky. Exhale out the right. Inhale through the right nostril only. Block the right nostril with your thumb. Exhale out the left. In through the left. And out the right nostril only. In through the right. Exhale out the left. In through the left. Exhale out the right. Let go of both nostrils now. Let the arm down. Breathe in. Blow it out. Now take a few breaths to yourself. Again, this is respecting that each of us comes from a different path. We're on different paths. We're pulling from different angles. We want you to feel comfortable. Feel your comfort. Arrive in the now. Feel what we just did. Feel the centering quality. Feel the oneness quality. There is a part of what you're feeling that is because we are connected and because that part of you knows itself. And so continuing now, exhale now. Breathe in. Blow it out super long. Blow it out, empty out, empty out, empty out. Now, if you're ready, repeat after me if you will. I am unconditional love. I am unconditional love. Breathe it in. Blow it out to this world. Repeat after me if you will. I am healthy, whole, and complete. I am healthy, whole, and complete. Breathe it in. Blow it out. Give it away. I and my world are at peace.
I and my world are at peace.
Breathe it in. Blow it out. Give it away. I am gratitude.
I am gratitude.
Breathe it in. Blow it out. I am forgiveness.
I am forgiveness.
Breathe it in. Blow it out. Give it away. I am forgiven.
I am forgiven.
Breathe it in. Blow it out. Give it away.
and repeat after me, if you will. I am magnificence. Breathe it in. And let it go. Blow it out. I am pure joy. I am pure joy. Breathe it in.
I am pure joy. You know what, guys? We just have 1 minute, and I am feeling the joy and the magnificence, and I don't want to stop, but I need to thank you for joining
us today.
You are awesome.
Beautiful.
It's time to wrap up. I'm going to encourage everyone to go to your website, doasone.org, and continue this, and also on the Facebook page, All Things Connected, so we can continue this conversation. So, hey, I'm not even going to finish with my formal close. I want to thank you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you being here today. And I just want to remind everyone, every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific time, we'll be right here next week. We have Barnett Bain, the director and producer of a dramatic feature film with Eckhart Tolle's Milton's Secret. So I want to encourage everyone to tune in next week and make connection your intention and live into your wholeness.
Beautiful.
Bye, everyone.
You've been listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guest and to catch up on past shows. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Tune
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.